A listener note. All views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the Walnut Hills Chatterbox as a whole, but rather they reflect the opinions of the people who are stating their opinions and the Department of Redundancy Department.
Santa, because it's pretty much Christmas. So we gotta figure out my bro Santa's phone number. We're gonna try 1-800-BRO!
Hello?
What up, bro?
Who is this?
It's Brosif Stalin!
Who?
Your favorite bro, Brosif Stalin.
Okay. What are you calling me for?
You're Santa Claus, right?
Yes. What?
Well, we have questions for you.
No, because I don't have time for an interview right now.
Well, you're going to have time because that's Brosif Stalin. You can't pass up on an opportunity like this.
I could, but, you know, this is my second check on the naughty nice list. Let's see if you're naughty or nice from the contents of this interview, Mr. Stalin.
Oh, snap, bros. This just got serious. So, bro. What you doing this weekend?
I mean, gonna wrap some presents, gonna not pay my elves, you know, just make them do all the work.
You don't pay your elves? That sounds like communism! So what you're telling me is Santa Claus is a communist? Confirmed?
No.
Segment over.
This is Santa Claus. I'd like to clarify something. There was a... I heard there are rumors being spread about me because of the last segment that I am communist. I am not communist. I just don't pay my elves because they don't want it. I pay them in happiness. And Brosif Stalin is just jumping to conclusions. Yeah. I'm not a communist.
My name is Billy the Cook, and this is Cooking Show. I don't have a good name for it yet. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be making some latkes for the holiday season. So here we go. I got this recipe from the Food Network. So here we go. So we're going to peel the potatoes and shred them in a food processor. So here we go. Let me peel these potatoes. Potatoes are being peeled as we speak. You know what? I'm just going to fast forward because this is kind of boring. Alright, so I put them in the food processor, and they have been destroyed. Now it says repeat with the onion, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the onion, and then I'm going to do the same thing to it. I'll see you guys back in 30 seconds. Alright, so 30 seconds later, it says transfer the onion to the bowl with the potatoes and stir in the matzo meat, egg, baking powder, and salt, so I'm going to do that. And now we're mixing it all up. mixing. It's mixing. Oh, it's getting everywhere. I'm going to have to clean this up. Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, it got on my face. All right. It tastes pretty good. I probably shouldn't have eaten it raw, though. Okay, so we're going to fill a large skillet with 1.5. No, that says a half. The half inch of oil. So I have some gasoline in my garage. I'm going to go get that. You guys hang tight for a second. Okay, so we got the oil, so, or the gasoline, so I'm going to pour it into the pots. So this is what I think it is. They might say some other oil, but I'm fairly certain they mean gasoline, right? Okay, heat over medium high heat until the oil is very hot but not smoking. So what they're saying is they want me to light the gasoline on fire. So I'm going to do that now. Ooh, that's a lot of fire. I should probably put that out, but no, it doesn't say that in the recipe, so I'm going to keep going. All right, to test if the oil is hot enough, drop a small piece of potato in the oil. Let's put the one that was on my face, and if the potato sizzles steadily, the oil is ready, so let's do that. And nope, the potato just caught on fire, and it burnt to a crisp. I think that meant that it is fine. Okay, step 3. The Food Network says working in batches, scoop the potato mixture by 1/4 cupfuls, add them carefully to the skillet, flattening each latke slightly with a spatula. Now, I don't have a spatula, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to press them down with my hand and hope that I don't get burnt. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I just gave myself a second degree burn on my hand, but I think it's fine because skin will grow back, so I'm going to do that for each individual latke. Here we go. Ooh, that stings. Yikes, that's painful. Ow, that kind of hurts. Okay, so they have to fry, and then I turn the latkes once, so I'm going to do that with my hand still. I didn't learn anything from the previous step until golden brown and cooked through about 3 minutes. So we're going to wait 3 minutes. I'll get back to you guys then. Okay, so it's been 3 minutes, and we drained the latkes on paper towels right next to the oven. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take these back over to the table, and then we can eat them. And we're walking, oh, guys, I was walking over with the latkes and I dropped them all on the floor. So we're not eating latkes today, you guys. Well, I'll get back to you with another recipe at some other point. But until then, I've been Billy the Cook, and this was Cooking Show. I'll come up with a better title later, but for now, that's the best we got. I'll see you guys later.
Gosh darn it, see, you already messed up.
Hello, this is John Critic Man. I'm with my editorial staff here of Reviewing Everything Very Harshly magazine. Okay, so with me, introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Trent. I'm from Wales, you know, Brexit. I'm in 12th grade. I'm a senior at Walnut Hills High School.
Okay, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Drew. I'm from the south side of Cincinnati. I'm a junior.
That's lame. Okay, what's your name?
Hi, I'm China, unfortunately. I am a freshman, and I am thoroughly disappointed with these poll results.
Okay.
Do better, America.
No, okay. So, we did a survey, favorite holiday movies. We've got 8 movies up here, because 3 are in the same spot, because they have the same votes, and we're going to review them together. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
Are you ready? All right. So, with a total of 6 votes each, at number 5, you've got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Charlie Brown Christmas, and White Christmas.
First of all, how dare you? 6 votes? That should be a big old 0. Like, are you serious?
I think Charlie Brown Christmas definitely deserves more than what I got. Definitely needs to be ranking more than White Christmas. I watch Charlie Brown Christmas every year with my grandma. I'm not soft because I watch Charlie Brown with my grandma, but I like Charlie Brown. And my grandma has good cookies. You know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Trent.
Okay, Trent from Brexit, what you got?
You know, I just think, you know, Home Alone, you know, it's pretty good.
No, stop. No, that's number
one. Charlie Brown. I think Charlie Brown, yes, should win over all those. Over White Christmas and Christmas Vacation, you know. Because Charlie Brown, it's just a good old thing, what the Americans do. Even though I'm from, you know, Brexit, it's just better, you know. Charlie Brown, you got the good stuff and... You just watch it around with your family, because, you know, my kids are from America, and, yeah.
Didn't you say you're a senior?
Oh, yeah, I'm a senior. Take three. I just think Charlie Brown, you know, it's a lot better, and I just think it is, because the original, and you just sit around the fire, and you watch it with your kids and stuff.
No, you said kids again.
Oh, gosh, darn it. I said kids and stuff.
Okay, take four.
Okay. I'm not even doing that on purpose. No, I'm Scottish.
Okay, Trent from Brexit, that's it. Okay, so we went over Charlie Brown. Now, have you guys seen Christmas Vacation?
No, and never will.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, what do you guys think of Christmas Vacation? This is a sequel to Vacation starring Chevy Chase.
Who's Chevy Chase?
Oh, my God.
He's a guy from Saturday Night Live. So, it's where everything goes wrong in the movie that could possibly go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. What do you guys think of it? Do you think it's better than the original Vacation? If so, why? And does it deserve to be on number 5 or higher?
I think true.
It definitely deserves to be on number 5.
Okay, he's Australian now.
He'd be Australian too.
Definitely deserves to be on number 5 for sure. I like Christmas Vacation a lot. I think 6 people voting for it definitely should have been. I could definitely see 7 or 8. 10 would be nice. It's a good movie. Definitely not better than Charlie Brown, but for sure better than White Christmas.
Okay, thank you, Drew from Brexit. Okay, Trent from Brexit, what you got?
You know, mate. You know, I'm just like Christmas Vacation. It was a lot better, and
Than the original? Or
yeah,
than
the original. Oh, no, definitely not better than Charlie Brown. Because, you know, Charlie Brown, it's just better. You know.
Just because
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Can't beat it.
Now, China's being very cynical here. She says she hates all of these movies.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So, give your opinion.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, what is A White Christmas? I've never seen that
it's
before.
It's a movie from the 40s
with Bing Crosby. Of cocaine.
Does it look like I watch 40s movies?
Yes.
Yes. You're part of a movie reviewing organization.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's that. Right. But I mean, we're forgetting about the modern people here. You know, I was born in 2003, and you don't see me raving about the newest technology. Like, oh, the iPhone X. How many specs
people
does that have?
People from the 40s would not be reviewing the iPhone X.
How do you know that?
Dead.
How do you know that?
Because
he's British.
How do you know I wasn't born in the 1940s?
Because he just said you were born in 2003.
Yeah. I could have been talking
5
about,
seconds ago.
I said 03. I could have been talking
yeah!
about
yeah!
So, that is a resounding no to White Christmas
yeah,
from
Christmas.
China.
Yeah.
All right. So, next, at number 4 with 7 votes, we've got Polar Express.
Yes.
Now, China was saying to me earlier, we were debating
yes.
about this, is this just actually a good movie or just a movie that we were forced to watch as kids that has become nostalgic for us?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Trent from Brexit.
Forced to watch as kids, definitely. You know, in kindergarten, first grade, all the way up. Forced to watch it every single Christmas time. Even the Jewish kid, they were all forced to watch it. I mean, they were. I mean, I think that's just because it's not even... Aesthetically, it is very good, but... Storyline, not that very good.
There we go. Okay. Drew from, I don't know where he's from this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Melbourne.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think Polar Express, very interesting movie. Definitely loved the movie as a kid. Right now, I'm not really sure. I could definitely see Christmas Vacation over Polar Express. I could see Charlie Brown definitely over to Polar Express. Santa needs he needs more screen time. Let me be honest.
He just went to New York.
Yeah, you're walking in, man. All right, we're gonna go New York style, man.
Walking in.
Okay, So, China, what do you think about
Okay, here's the thing. It's been very controversial. Over Twitter, they're just like, you know, what, there was some controversy over Twitter, and it was like, you know, is it nostalgic for us? You know? To be very honest, I think it's kind of boring now that I'm looking at it back today. You know, I think I thought it was interesting, you know, back in my elementary years. But the question is, would I watch it in modern day present today? No, I would not. Why not? Because I'm not a first grader in my pajamas anymore.
See? I mean, yeah, that's true.
I mean, no, it's well, not true.
No, I'm saying
you still watch movies from the little kids. Yeah, she's not a first grader. But I still watch the little movies from when I was a child.
What types of little movies?
From primary school.
What classifies as a little movie?
A little movie.
Compared to a big movie.
Like when you watched it when you were a little kid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
No, you can still Thank watch
you.
It.
Thank you.
No! You can be 60 years old and you can still watch little kid movies.
Yeah, okay. Thank
That's
you.
That's not...
Trent from
Tell
Brexit.
Tell Beast.
No.
Okay.
That's not a movie. That's a TV show. Okay, next, at number three, we've got the 1960s version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas with 14 votes. Now,
Jim Carrey deserves better.
No.
That was not Jim Carrey.
He does deserve better, but not for this movie.
Excuse you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Dr. Seuss actually produced this one.
Hmm.
So, he wrote the book. So, he knew, like, he had full creative control.
Alright, I'll take your side. No,
okay, he had full creative control over this movie. So he wanted it to be a certain way. He got it. That's not the Jim Carrey version.
I think the Grinch, you know, I liked it. You know, I thought it was pretty good, you know. In Scotland, we received it pretty well. Sorry, not supposed
okay,
to say that.
Okay, you and no, China
I
from Brexit.
I liked it.
Okay,
loved it.
We're going to debate right now against you two.
Okay, here's my defense.
Go for it. What's your defense?
My defense is Jim Carrey deserves more, okay? Now, I like the 60s version, and, you know, I agree, but I don't think it should be number three. I think it should be number one. It dominates everything.
What are you
talking
about?
The Grinch
60s about?
Version?
Well, both of them, to be very honest.
No.
You only got to pick one. No. There's only one.
Jim Carrey did
actually.
A phenomenal job. You're correct. I can't.
The
no,
rest
can't
of the movie was
but, okay.
He phenomenal. But he was not. He was. He
you
was,
cannot remove
I think
someone's upper lip
late
in live
50s.
Action and make it look normal.
He does look normal.
What, Jim Carrey?
What?
No, he does
he
not.
No, the
he played
people,
the part.
The people, not the Grinch, but like the Who's,
they
oh, remove their upper lips
like,
through makeup. Like,
key,
that is not possible.
I feel like Whoville was the most uninteresting part of the Grinch. I just like the Grinch himself.
That's where
himself.
It all takes place.
I think it's phenomenal. It's
I
great.
I just like the Grinch
Are you
himself.
Talking about the Jim Carrey version?
Yes. And the
you know, it was
really
great.
Good,
the 1960
the
version
is better.
The 1960 version
what?
Is spot on.
It's real life.
What?
You were just arguing against it.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
What do you mean?
Oh, Drew from Brexit. What you got?
I'm going to be completely honest here. All right. I haven't even seen a Grinch 60s.
Okay, then you're going home. Stop it.
Yeah, Jen, mate.
All right. Number two, we have got Elf with 17 votes.
Mm.
Why are you going like that? It's a modern classic.
It's a pretty good.
Never going to see it.
It's pretty
Don't want to see it. No.
What are you talking about? Why?
Elf.
See,
why are you talking about Elf?
Elf is good.
It is very good.
I've seen it on Netflix. I've passed it on
so
Netflix.
So you have seen it?
Yeah, you've
seen
it, you
I've
little
seen
liar?
The movie cover.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie cover.
At the pub too much, aren't you? Yeah.
What? But does it make me want to watch it? No. America, I'm really mad at you guys right now. Because, you know.
This, we're recording.
This is America.
No, this is
this
the United Kingdom. This
yeah.
is Brexit.
Yeah, come on, get it together.
This
well, Brexit, I'm really mad at you guys right now, you know.
No, don't turn this into a political statement. Back onto
yeah, you
Christmas
guys got
movie.
Trump.
Okay, sorry. we're making this difficult. Anyways, back on Elf, what do you guys think? You haven't seen this movie, though. You can't really
phenomenal.
Take it.
I'm just
you
never
going
to see it.
Phenomenal.
Brexit.
Elf is phenomenal. It is a classic. Great, Will Ferrell, that one is one of his big breakout movies. I don't think that's true, but
it is.
It is, yeah, it is.
And,
see, there
fun
we go.
Fact, the director directed Iron Man.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
There we go. Again, I'll
And Peter that. Dinklage went from this to Game of Thrones.
Okay,
so.
Screw that, we're talking about Grinch. No, I mean
no.
Elf. Elf, we're talking about Elf.
No, Peter Dinklage was in Elf.
No,
yes, he was.
Oh, he was! He was the business
yeah.
guy. He was the guy that got all mad because he... Will
elf.
Ferrell, yeah, kept on calling him Elf, and he got up and he's like, oh, I get all this, I have multiple houses, I get girls every night, I'm not going to go into that. But Elf was very good.
Yes.
It was very good. Phenomenal. Eating the gum in New York, just great.
Eating the gum off the railings.
Yes. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Drew from Brexit, what you got?
Let's go.
I want to be completely honest here. All right. I think Elf was definitely a good movie. Will Ferrell, great guy. Gotta love Will. Very funny. Everybody likes Will. Even Trey likes Will.
Yeah, I like Will. Even now, Scottish.
No. So, definitely, I think Elf sold a place here. I respect Elf as a movie. Definitely deserving the number 2 spot.
Okay, so, China, now you're compelled to go watch this movie.
No, Elf. I'm not.
Okay,
no.
Number 1 with 20 votes, you've got Home Alone.
I support this one, America.
See?
I support this one.
Everyone loves Home Alone.
I mean, it was okay, but...
Excuse you,
sir. It was okay. They even said it wouldn't be that good. What? Even the director was like, oh, we're just going to put in through a few little ones. They weren't even trying.
I don't know how they do it over there in Scotland.
They did it pretty good, actually.
But, you know, on the USA, we got Home Alone at the top.
United States.
So... Yeah.
Of agencies.
What? No.
You lost your accent there.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't know how to accent. Why go on mine? Everybody. It's a Jamaican. You know Jamaica, we see it, man. And
no.
In Home Alone.
No.
No, I'm from Jamaica. In Home Alone. In Home Alone, they put it in a different version. The kid doesn't get lost in, where did he get lost at? He didn't get lost in New York, man. He got lost in Kingston, Jamaica. He went down the road and he bet Bob Marley.
Okay, so that is a resounding guess from Jamaica.
Jamaica.
From Trent, from Brexit.
And Scotland.
And Scotland.
Scotland too.
Okay.
British too. Australia too, mate. Let's get in there, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Home Alone, I can't really relate because I'm always with my kangaroos. So I can't really relate with the Home Alone situation. But I do like the movie. It's a great movie. I love Kevin. What a character. Yeah. Definitely a character. Gotta love him. Marv. What a...
What?
Amazing. I love Marv.
Amazing.
So funny. Really makes the movie. All the traps. I'm gonna be completely honest. When I was a kid, I wanted to do the traps. But,
He just turned New York again.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay, this is...
Australians just sound...
Brexit from New York from Drew.
Yeah, let's go Australia.
All right. China, what do you think? Home Alone.
Yeah, what do you think?
This is the only one I support. Probably in Polar Express, too, because Polar Express looks good in that number 4 spot. But Home Alone is probably the best Christmas movie to watch during the holidays. I really support it, to be honest. You know, we got love from Jamaica.
Jamaica, come on.
And probably love from Queens, New York. I don't know at this point.
Yes.
Queens, Australia. New York, Australia.
New York, Australia.
I
really support this decision a lot.
Me and my kangaroo walking
in. This is the only movie that I would see this one. I would see the whole sequels of this one. So, like, hey, if you are bored on the holidays and you don't want to be around your family, aka like me, you know, watch a couple Home Alone videos on Netflix, I think. Is it on Hulu?
There's 4 more. Yeah.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3.
Yeah, Australia.
I got the whole package.
But yeah.
$20. $20
in Australia.
At Costco.
The boy that played him. The boy that played
the
dude.
He left after the second movie. He's
he
also
got
a, he's also
ugly
a junkie
as he got
now.
Older.
He's a
yeah.
junkie now.
Yeah.
It's like a cocaine
yeah,
junkie.
That's what happened. No.
Matthew McConaughey.
What? That's not
you say him. Matthew McConaughey. Macaulay Culkin. He's now a junkie.
It's Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he has recovered.
Okay.
Come on, get your facts
straight. Didn't he start on like Jimmy Fallon or something?
He was
yeah.
for a second.
And he looked
crazy.
Really
nice.
What?
He looked really nice. He looks clean.
Okay.
You know, he got ugly over the years, but you know what?
He's doing better. Anyway, that's what happens to a child star. So,
what?
if
that's what happened with wasn't it Lizzie Lohan?
I love you.
She got her act together recently.
If you're a child, don't go into the movies, even though you really want to, and you'll make a bunch
it's
of money.
Done.
You will
don't
turn
do
into
it.
A cocaine junkie and be ugly when you're like 35 years
okay,
old.
Okay, and that was holiday movie reviews from the Movie Reviewing Magazine. So signing off. This is John Critic Man, Trent from Australia.
All right.
And then Brexit
yeah.
from Drew and China.
Elf is the worst Christmas movie.
No. And now, here are some bloopers from the last segment.
Two.
All right,
no.
Number one.
Scotland is too close.
Number one with 20 votes.
I'm about to
go. Please be quiet.
I kind of support this one.
Thanks, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
No. Wait, stop. Oh, hold on. I'm going to pause. What is happening over here? Just a second. Trent, stop.
You're going to die.
What is happening?
Ah, fuck! You're going to die.
And I sneeze.
You know, Australia, right? You know, it's pretty good. Australia. I don't think I'd do a feeling accent for very long. You know, down there, boy.
I think.
Scottish. Oh, from Scotland.
Okay, so this is the greatest segment we've ever recorded. All right, back
this
to
is like
great. It is. All right. Sorry. See how much work we get done when
no one else is here.
Exactly.
You're gonna have to edit like hell.
No, I'm gonna keep that in. I'm just gonna put it as a different segment.
Chattercast was written by Bobby Keegan and Owen Cummings. Edited by Owen Cummings, produced by Walnut Hills Chatterbox, music by GarageBand. Starring Bobby Keegan as Joseph Stalin, Owen Cummings as Santa, Billy the Cook, and John Criticman, Trent Wilhite as Trent from Brexit, Drew Brown as Drew from Brexit, and China Smith as China from America. Featuring Miss GP as herself and Sophia Tollison as the person talking right now.
The Chattercast wishes you a happy holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Chinese New Year, American New Year, Three Kings Day, or any of the other December holidays that we didn't mention.